and volunteers at CGSF wish you a jolly,
merry,
happy,
joyful,
fantastic,
exciting,
fancy,
magnificent,
remarkable,
special,
white,
sparkling,
terrific,
stunning,
festive,
and
wonderful
holiday
season.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, and we hope you have a great holiday season.
Come along, children. Now we're going to have a little music, like old times. Look, now I'll start the melody on the organ.
It's Spare the Rock with Bill and Ella. It's Spare the Rock and sometimes Liam. It's Spare the Rock time. It's time.
It is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, Indie Music for Indie Kids. Happy holidays to you. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah. All the rest of the winter holidays, I believe, all basically starting this week. Pretty great. We'll start off our show here with They Might Be Giants and O Tannenbaum.
For Christmas is my two front teeth, my two front teeth, my two front teeth. Gee, if I could only have my two front teeth, then I could wish you Merry Christmas.
It seems so long since I could say, Sister Susie sitting on a thistle.
Gosh, oh gee, how happy I'd be if I could only whistle. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth, my two front teeth, my two front teeth. Gee, if I could only have my two front teeth, then I could wish you Merry Christmas.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth, two front teeth, two front teeth. Gee, if I could only have my two front teeth, then I could wish you Merry Christmas. It seems so long since I could say, Sister Susie sitting on a thistle.
Gosh, oh gee, how happy I'd be if I could only whistle. All I want for Christmas is my
two front teeth, two front teeth, two front teeth.
Gee, if I could only have my two front teeth, then I could wish you Merry Christmas. It seems so long folks as I could say. Sister Susie sitting on a thistle. Gosh, oh gee, how happy I'd be if I could only whistle. So all I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. Two front teeth, my two front teeth. Gee, if I could only have my two front teeth, then I could wish you Merry Christmas.
Christmas!
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Oh, Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found, for when they placed it on his head, he began. The snowman knew the sun was hot that day, so he said, let's run and we'll have some fun now before I melt away. Down to the village with a broomstick in his hand, running here and there all around the square, singing, catch me if you can. He led them down the streets of town, right to the traffic.
Someday. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, your troubles.
Part of the Austin Music Experience. It's Quiet Company. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Their first live show in a little over 2 years will be about a month from now at Spider House in Austin. Nat King Cole, Frosty the Snowman, started off with O Tannenbaum from They Might Be Giants here on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. Music here, Simi Stone helping out with Elizabeth Mitchell. It's Shine Like a Star in the Morning. Martin Day from Polyphonic Spree. Elizabeth Mitchell featuring Simi Stone singing a song from the Ruth Crawford Seeger songbook. That's the album is called The Sounding Joy. The song is Shine Like a Star in the Morning. Let's continue the light theme here with Wilco. It's What Life on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child.
If you feel like singing a song, and you want other people to sing along, you just sing what you feel. Don't let anyone say it's wrong. And if you're trying to paint a picture, but you're not sure which colors belong, just paint what you see. Don't let anyone say it's wrong. And if you're strung out like a kite, or stung awake in the night, it's alright to be frightened. When there's a light, what light? When there's a light, what light? When there's a light, white light inside of you. Somebody to pick you up when you drag. Don't lose sight of yourself. Don't let anyone change your back. And if the whole world's singing your songs, and all of your paintings have been hung, just remember what was yours is everyone's from now on. And that's not wrong or right, but you can struggle with it all you like. You're gonna get uptight. When there's a light, what light? There's a light, what light? There's a light, what light? There's a light, white light. There's a light, one light. There's a light, white light. There's a light, one light. There's a light, white light. There's a light, one light. There's a light. Light. There's a light, white light. There's a light, white light. There's a light, one light.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Each winter, as January approaches, Eric Lane of Binghamton, New York, sits down with his wife and kids to write New Year's resolutions, New Year's climate resolutions.
It, you know, is a way for us to talk about the importance of doing our part. We're led to believe that we make so little difference, really, you know, the actions of one person or one family, but in reality, we can do quite a bit.
One year, they pledged to switch to renewable energy and joined a community solar farm. Another year, they committed to electrifying their transportation. Now, Lane and his wife both drive EVs. And one year, after lots of research, they concluded that one of the best ways to reduce their climate warming pollution was to stop eating meat. Several years later, Lane's wife is vegan, he is vegetarian, and their kids eat a mostly plant-based diet. Lane and his wife are committed to including their kids in the process of thinking through what steps they can take each year, as individuals and as a family.
They're still pretty young, but old enough to realize that their actions and what's occurring around them play a big part in how the world around them is shaped And we're trying to empower them to realize that the decisions they make are going to be consequential to their future.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org. Thank you.
Sleeves, of course, from Charlie Brown Christmas here on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. And friends, we're at the point in the show when I need your help, your special holiday help. If you want to grab some jingle bells to jingle while you're doing this, that would be fine. Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to ask you if you have a question. You're going to say yes, jingle, jingle, jingle. I'm then going to ask you what that question is, and you're going to yell as loudly as you can while jingling. You're going to yell, "Are you jingle prepared? Jingle to rock? Jingle, 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 jingle. Got it? Cool. Hey, everybody, do you have a question for me? You do. Excellent. And those bells, they sound great. What is that question? I am, in fact, prepared to rock. But first, advice from They Might Be Giants.
Prepare to rock. Don't spare the rock now. Bill, Ella, sometimes they a partial list of the things that you've got to be prepared for. First on the list for small consideration is the thing we call the rock. Second on the list is a rock child, a child that's been fully prepared. Prepare to rock. Don't spare the rock. Prepare to rock. Don't spare the rock now. Bill, Ella, sometimes they rock.
The mighty Linda Linda's Groovy Xmas on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child.
Rated R. I've given up on being cool.